Hollywood celebs rage at Trump, gush over Biden during final debate, 45 is an evil person. By David Ng on October 22, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities raged against President Trump and played defense for Joe Biden during the final presidential debate on Thursday. The stars hurled insults at the president, calling him a bitch, disgusting, evil, and even a pig fuck. Meanwhile, they gushed over Biden, defending the Democratic nominee over the growing Biden family scandal involving his son, Hunter. Their cleanup job for Biden also consisted of cheerleading for the candidate when he flubbed his words and defending Hunter Biden against the recent reports. Actress and Democratic operative Alyssa Milano led the parade by claiming that Trump is disgusting for even bringing up the Biden family scandal. The Hollywood star also gave Americans an ultimatum, claiming that it is impossible for them to love both Trump and their country. "You can't love both," she insisted. Frozen star Josh Gad also played cheerleader for Joe Biden. Actress Deborah Messing called Trump a racist, claiming that the president wants to scare white Americans with racism. Actor Mark Ruffalo demanded that the president release his tax returns in response to the Biden family scandal. He also claimed that Trump's love of the fossil fuel industry is going to kill us. Alec Baldwin tweeted that Americans will hold Trump personally responsible for the country's coronavirus deaths. Rob Reiner let out a Twitter moan, "The lies. All those lies." Actress Mia Farrow called the president a psychopath. She also defended Hunter Biden, by citing his academic and professional resume. Anti-Trump comedian Patton Oswalt called the president a bunker bitch. The West Wing star claimed without evidence that New York despises the president. Actor Ethan Embry called the president a fucking bigoted pig fuck. Comedian Sarah Silverman called the president unhinged and said that his lies are so flagrant. Comedian Billy Eichner tweeted Trump, "Please go away forever and stay the fuck away from NYC." The View host Joy Behar echoed the negative sentiment. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee also joked about Trump's relationship with New York. Fellow comedian Wanda Sykes claimed that Trump came out of the gate lying. Actress Kristen Johnston mocked the president's appearance. Star Trek star George Takei claimed that Trump sounded even more monstrous than ever. Actress Sophia Bush tweeted that President Trump is an evil person. Titanic actress Frances Fisher called on the debate commission to mute President Trump. Actor Kirk Acevedo played defense for Biden when the candidate misidentified the Proud Boys as the Poor Boys. "That actually work, Joe," the actor tweeted. Actor-comedian Kumail Nanjiani disagreed with assessments that Trump took a more presidential approach to the final debate. Soap opera star Nancy Lee Grand tweeted that Trump lied through debate, while mentioning none of Joe Biden's lies or false claims. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.